USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until the 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House is still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. Psaki adding the protests over the weekend were the largest we've seen in a long time. This is USA Radio News.
Ashley Quintana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
The Senate Budget Committee announced a $3.5 trillion spending package that would pair with President Biden's infrastructure deal. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's no fan of the new plan.
This $3.5 trillion, Stuart, is on top of the core infrastructure, things like roads and bridges. This is on top of this. They're acting like this is monopoly money. Look, this is about the Green Bad Deal. This is about a massive expansion of government's role in our health care, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The new spending plan focuses on Medicare, child care, and climate change, among other things. Former President George W. Bush thinks it's a mistake to pull all troops out of Afghanistan. During an interview, Bush adding he's afraid Afghan women and girls are going to suffer unspeakable harm. The former president says he's heartbroken and worried about interpreters and other Afghan people who aided the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Britney Spears is in talks with former federal prosecutor Matthew Rosengart to be her new attorney as she continues to fight to end her father's conservatorship over her. Spears is looking for a new attorney due to the fact that her current one is retiring. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams believes Spears getting a new attorney is a big deal.
And this would be a game changer. I mean, think about it this way. The conservatorship basically says that Britney Spears can't make decisions for herself. Put aside financial decisions, she can't even decide who she associates with, when she goes places, medical care for herself. If the court were to determine that she can hire her own lawyer, that's a big statement right there from the court saying, wait a sec, this court thinks that she can make certain very important decisions.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The Young Guns shine in this year's MLB All-Star Game.
The American League was victorious in the 91st MLB All-Star Game, topping the National League 5-2. Just the 8th straight win for the AL, the second longest streak in the history of the game. Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays was named the game's MVP after blasting a mammoth home run and driving in two of the AL's five runs. He and his dad, Vlad Sr., became the third father-son combination to homer at an All-Star Game, joining Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. and Bobby and Barry Bonds.
Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.